welcome back to the TTOT, to Tani Talks OT. Tani Talks Occupational Therapy, also standing for Tani Talks Overtime, aside from the day job working for the city, and hopefully Tani Talks on Target, hopefully different topics and ideas from a pediatric OT's perspective that hopefully helps you and those around you. Here in Season 5, we're talking the idea of the thought of the day, the TOTD, where we're trying to talk a thought of the day from an OT to stay. I like to talk about a lot of times what happens throughout the week, throughout the days, different things that come to mind. Yesterday, we brought our kids to the famous NASA Park. We love that park nearby. It's a couple of minute drive away. It's on NASA Boulevard near us. It has a small playground and a big playground. The kids love that. It has swings, has a place to sit, a place to eat. It has basketball courts and tennis courts. It's a wonderful park, very shaded nearby. It's fantastic. So we did that. We talked a different time about how wonderful playgrounds are. I love playgrounds, especially for kids. A little weirder when you're an adult and your kids are grown or you don't have kids or whatnot. The kids are out of the house. Can't really do that. But as kids can get away with that a lot. Could be an activity of the day, finding playgrounds around Long Island and nearby neighborhoods. So after we did that, we had to drop off a kid at a different community. One of the kids in his class had a birthday party in a humongous house, humongous backyard. Kol hakavod to them. Wonderful for them. So while he was dropped off, what were we going to do with the other kids? Not going to drive home and back. It's a little crazy. So we went to another nearby playground. And lo and behold, the oldest one was at the birthday party from first grade from his class. The middle one did not fall asleep in the car. The little one fell asleep in the car. So we went to the nearby playground, and what did we do? So let the little girl sleep in the car, let the wife rest in the car, and I took out the middle kid who was not sleeping, and we went to the playground, and I felt it was so nice. Why? Because we had the ability to have some alone time. If you're a family, or you have people, or you have different kids you deal with in a classroom or the like, how difficult is it to get some alone time with each kid, especially a family that has, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus kids? How difficult is it to have alone time? It's really a wonderful thing for each kid to get their own personal alone time and each kid to have their own private time with mommy, with daddy, Abba, I go by the Hebrew for dad, and how wonderful it is for them to have that. And if you're a teacher, if you deal with students, multiple students at a time, how difficult is that to get the alone time? I personally, seeing kids in the past, I don't like seeing groups. I actually like having one alone time with the kid. Each kid gets their own alone time, gets their services built into how we set up our week, unless you have to have groups. And most times I only have group of two, very, very not common. You know, speech and OTPT a lot of times is one-on-one, so they get their alone time. But how often do kids get to have alone time with their teachers? If it's a teacher, even if it's a 12-to-1-to-1, so that means there's one teacher, one para, but still 12 kids. How often do you get that individual attention per kid? And as a teacher, if there's 20 kids, 30 kids in the classroom, how do you get alone time per kid? Hopefully it's worked out some way, but just talking in a personal family perspective, how do we have that? So yesterday when I took my middle kid to that park, it was wonderful for me and him to have alone time. And he felt the difference. He saw the difference. He was thriving, that he had all of Abba's, all of daddy's personal attention. How nice is that? So we had a nice half hour while waiting for our other son from the birthday party where we went to the bigger playground than the smaller playground. We went to the little boat. There was a little wooden boat I took a picture of him in. Then we went to the swing and then back to the little playground, the big playground. The weather was really nice. I think my new favorite season might actually be fall. It used to be spring. But I really love the crispness of the fall air. And it's really nice, even though now we switched to November. But I like the changing of the leaves. The colors is fantastic. I like that it's a little brisk in the air. I like that, you know, the renewal of the school year. It's very interesting, and the different flavors like pumpkin. So fall might actually be my new favorite season. It used to be spring. Spring, I have crazy allergies anyway, and we know that the summer's coming, which means it's going to be hot. But anyway, it was really nice to get that alone time. So for that kid, that's what we do. And then for the oldest kid, he has a really nice alone time with mommy and Abba. Mommy and daddy, when he comes home, we pick him up usually about 3:40, 3:45. The school day ends for private Jewish school in our town. And then until about 4:50, he gets a nice hour when it's just us. So that's prime time for me to work on his homework. I talked about this a different episode, what we do for his homework. You know, there's an English sheet and a Hebrew sheet, a little bit of Hebrew reading, and then he's supposed to do English reading and a little bit of math. But that's a nice time where he gets alone time, just him. Also in the morning happens to be that the middle son and the girlie get dropped off earlier than him by, because they have early drop-off, and then he has like a half hour later drop-off, so he also gets a little bit of alone time with me, which is really nice, me and him walking to school. I think it's fantastic to be able to walk, and even when mommy drops him off, he gets to go with her, and that's really nice also. And then a different idea is also, I know a lot of people bathe a lot of kids at the same time sometimes, especially when it's boys or girls, but I actually found that even though it takes me longer, when I do each kid by themselves, it's really nice, and they get special alone time when we do bath time. So the oldest gets the bath, and then the middle one gets the bath, and the youngest, and they each get their own experience, besides for being a little more sanitary anyway, a little bit more healthy anyway. It's just nice that each one gets their alone time. You know, and the question is, how can we give each kid alone time? There was a person, I once read an article that said that he has six kids, and somehow throughout the week he tries to give every single kid alone time, whether they go for a walk for 10 minutes or whether they talk for 10 minutes. Some point throughout the week, maybe even on the Sabbath, the Shabbos itself, he figured out how to have alone time. But either way, there's some way to do it. And you know, when I take the boys to synagogue, a lot of times we go to an outdoor tent by the synagogue in our neighborhood. We walk across town to it. It takes about 15 minutes. So I take the boys a lot of times, and the girlie stays behind with mommy, and mommy gets the alone time with her. And that's a way to do it. There's some ways to figure out how to get that alone time for our kids and our family, for our students in our classroom. Somehow, alone time is really fantastic. I'm not even talking scientifically. Just from a dad perspective, it's really nice for each kid to get their alone time. If you can work it into your week, you can work it into your Sabbath, you can work it into your Sunday somehow. They really thrive, they really benefit, and it's really wonderful for kids to have that alone time with a parent, with each parent by themselves. Join us next time as we talk TOTD, a thought of the day, here on season 5 of TTOT, and I'm your host, Tani.